Okay, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this evening, and bless those who aren't here today, and we just thank you for your amazing love and your grace, and bless this portion to us to be able to understand what is written in the book. We thank you, we love you, in Jesus' name. This is on the church age, class number two, the church age. And for that, we need to go turn in your Bibles to Daniel chapter 9. And boy, is there a lot of different teaching on this. You'll get everything you'll find. So what I just did as I'm praying is just, I just took it slow and went through it and verses that complement, hopefully, what I say. And we thank you, Father, for this time. So Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. And it says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make a reconciliation for iniquity, to bring up the everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So here's the 70 weeks, and these are prophetic weeks. It's not 7 days. It's more of like a set of seven, but not meaning even weeks of 7 days. Or weeks of, anything that it could be more than weeks of, 7 years or seven any other thing. It could be, it's really looked at as, any other period of time, any other seven period of time. The word for seven here in the Hebrew is sebua, and the word means a unit of measure. So this is a unit of measure that it's talking about. And the best English word that we have to describe this would be like the word dozen. Everybody knows what a dozen is. But you could have a dozen of eggs and a dozen of bananas and a dozen of cookies. They're all different, but it's still a dozen. Well, unless the last one, cookies, because bakers like using 13 instead of 12. So, but it's a unit of measure is what it basically is standing for. So this is 70, it talks about 70 weeks. And just to understand, we got to go back a little bit of where this is coming from. because this is at the end of captivity with Babylon. And Cyrus from Assyria, he's the one that delivered Israel. And the reason why they were in captivity for 7 years is because they violated the sabbatical weeks. And sabbatical, you can read it, the 7 weeks in Leviticus chapter 25, and it explains what took place with these, the end of 7 years or Sabbath years, they called it, and that the end of 50 would be the year of Jubilee, and they violated that time, and it was precious. So 2 Chronicles 36:21 said that they would go into captivity for 70 years. When you see the word score in the Bible, it refers to 20. So 3, 20, 10 years. So three times 20 is 60 years, plus 10 years is 70 years would be the time that they would be into captivity. So now this is now weeks of years that is it's broken down to. So 70 weeks of years is how to look at that. But even then, how do we get years? Because it could be 77s of anything again. It could be Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. So it could be 77s of anything, units of days, months, or years. And how we determine that this is 70 of 7 years is in Daniel 9, verse 2. Because it says in the first year, and what was going on here, I'll just paraphrase it. Daniel is reading the word of God. And it's the word that came by Jeremiah, the prophet. And that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. So the whole content is speaking of years. And this is why we make this 70 sets of 7 years. So 70 set of 7 years is 490 years. Are you with me? 490 years. So what's going to happen in this 70 weeks or 490 years? Six things are going to take place. And by the way, this is speaking to Israel. It's not speaking to the church. Because it says 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Church isn't even here yet. So it's speaking to thy people, which is Israel, and thy holy city. There's only one holy, and that's Jerusalem. Okay, so we all in agreement there? I mean, it's pretty easy. So in 490 years, and these, just to let you know, these are not consecutive years. One amazing thing in this, let me go a little farther and then I'll come back to it, but let's just stay where we're at. Okay, so six things are going to be done. The first one, it says, to finish the transgression. And this is the transgressions of Israel. At the end of the 490 years, it will bring that to an end. And this is where Zechariah 12:10 comes, where he will pour his spirit upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The scripture is pretty clear on that, on who it's to. It has nothing to do with the church age. Upon Jerusalem. Okay? Also, Zechariah 13:1 is also another reference to that. So to finish the transgression. Number two, to make an end of sin. And remember, Jesus Christ was the offering of sin, and he's a once and for all offering in Hebrews 10:10. And those that believe in him, no matter if it's pre-trib, post-trib, mid, whatever period of time, the offering, you know, for the believers in the church ages is what Christ did upon the cross, and we are saved by grace through faith. Number three, it says, and we're in Daniel 9, verses 24 in your Bibles. Number three, and make reconciliation for iniquity. So this is the remnant. This is what's available for the remnant, and it's available now. Reconciliation for iniquity is always available to any person, because to offer reconciliation, it's offered by grace through faith. That's God's plan. So to all believers, so it's even present. So he deals with transgressions, he deals with sins, and he deals with iniquities. Now he's going to deal with righteousness. In number four, it says to bring an everlasting righteousness. And I believe that this is the return of Christ. And with it, he will also bring imputed righteousness, which is available for the believer now. Imputed righteousness is righteousness that has been gifted to us. Romans 5:17. Righteousness is a gift. Number five, and I love this one, to seal up the vision and the prophecy. So at this time, at the end of this 490 years, all prophecy and all visions, you know, they're all going to be fulfilled. Everything is fulfilled. And there's nothing that In my opinion, there's nothing that needs to be fulfilled for Christ to even come back now. All things have been fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled. This is the church age. But also to think about it, to put an end to visions and prophecies, because we have the fullness of the scripture. We don't need visions. We don't need prophecy. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by what we see or feel or hear. We walk by faith, and we walk by what is written in the book. This is a more sure word. Pastor Keith brought that up. It's a more sure word of prophecy. We have the fullness of what God has to say to his people right here in this book. But many want other signs and wonders besides what is written. You know, so it's all here. It's all in the book. But this is going to seal up the vision at the end of the 70 weeks, at the end of the 490 years. And then number six, he's going to anoint the most holy. And to me, I believe that this is concerning his second coming. In Ezekiel chapter 40 through 49, it talks about a millennium temple. There's going to be a temple that's going to be built. I believe it's after the rapture, 7.5 years, or 7 years, I mean. And there's going to be a temple that's going to be built. And to me, that proves and shows that he still has a plan with Israel. It's not a church. The church doesn't need a temple. The church building isn't even the building. It's the people. So these six things is what's going to happen within those 490 years. You guys with me? Okay, let's go on. Verse 25. Know, therefore, and understand that from going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublous times. After the 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, but for the people of the prince that shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof will be a flood, and unto the end of war of desolations are determined. Verse 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of that week he shall cause the sacrifice and the obligations to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, and he shall make it desolate, even until the consummations that determined that shall be poured upon the desolate. Okay, so there's a lot going on here. So what we want to do is we want to break this down. And so the first thing is, when is the starting time to this 490 years? When does that start? And then there's another side that says, well, you don't need the starting time. You just need the time. And both of them could be right. It's whatever you think. And you just need to know the time when unto the Messiah. See that in 25? Shall build Jerusalem unto the Messiah. If you know unto the Messiah, then you can determine the building part. I just think it's easier going from right to left, because that's already history. That's history. But unto the Messiah could be a numerous things as I studied this. Number one, it could be when Jesus Christ was baptized by John and a dove came upon him, and that really started his ministry, is what many say, before he went and was tempted in the wilderness. Another part is when he opened in Luke chapter 4 and read from the book of Isaiah. And at the end of it, he closed it. He says, today this has been fulfilled among you. So it could have been that time. But those two times, which many scholars believe, but those two times, you know, why would, I mean, there's many times after that where Jesus said, even after he healed people, don't tell nobody, because it's not my time yet, you know? And he kept a lot of what he did pretty much a secret. When he, on Palm Sunday, though, when he rode into the city, that's when they were proclaiming him as Messiah, is what I think, not the other two, even though there was. Because that's when he thought that's when they thought Jesus was going to take over and they were going to have rule. And that's what they were proclaiming. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So that's if you want to go from that side and go back. But I think if you go from the building side, it's easier. Now, there are different ones that could represent there also. From the captivity, the end of captivity to the beginning of the building. Because that could have been when Cyrus delivered Israel, the Assyrians delivered them from Babylon. At that point was really the start of the building, when many were came back. But I think this here is more in the line of in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, where Nehemiah is told to start the building, start that process. And that date in time was in the 20th year of, I forget what the guy's name, Axarius or something like that? There you go. What is it again? That was it. Whatever you say, Axarius. Axarius, yeah. So the 20th reign under Nehemiah. Yeah. Nehemiah 2, 1 through 8. That was during his reign. So that seems to line up more, and that was 445 BC. Now, next week when you come, I'm going to have a picture layout of what I'm saying here. Try to stay with the numbers, though, because there's a lot of numbers here. But I'm going to try to graph this out so you can even see it a little bit better. Okay? Okay, so that would be 445 BC, right? Now, a couple things we have to do. So that's our starting point. And unto the Messiah, it says, and it shall be 7 weeks. So this is 7 weeks of years, seven sevens, or 49 years. Now there's a comma after that. It should be in your Bible. Do not combine that with the next period of time, which is 62 weeks. And I'll get to there in a minute. So this 7 weeks, because it's got a very important date and time of what is happening here as far as a timeline goes. Okay? So these 49 years from 445 BC, and if you forward this 7 years, you get 397 BC. And that time is important because that's the end of the Old Testament under Malachi. So I think these numbers, these dates line up for a purpose. Okay? And then there's that time in between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So that takes us to the end of the Old Testament, that period of time. Okay? So now we are then in the New Testament, and then there's a comma. Then it says, and 62 weeks. Score is what? 20. 60. 62 weeks. Got it? 62 weeks is how many years? Math majors. 62 times 7. 434, right? Is it?
But it says 7 weeks and...
Yeah, don't forget the 7 weeks. We've already covered that. We're only on the 7 weeks is already 49 years. 49 years. 7 times 7 is 49. We're not talking about the whole period is 70 weeks or 490 years. Now we're breaking that period of time down. Yeah. We're breaking down 490. So the first one is 49 years of those 490. Okay, the next period of time is 62 sets of 7 or 434 years. Got it? Mm-hmm. 62 times 7. Yeah. Okay? And the streets shall be built again, even into troubles. Now look at what it says here in verse 26. After the 62 weeks, so after the 62 sets of 7, after the 434 years, okay, after those that period of time, it says Messiah will be cut off. See that? In verse 26. So we got 7 weeks and we got 62 weeks, right? Which is 69 total weeks if you add them both together. And that comes to 483 years of the 490 years. Got it? So there's 7 weeks or 1 week left. But after the 69 weeks and before the 70th week, before that last week, Messiah is going to be cut off. Which means that's when Christ died upon the cross.
Not for himself.
Yes. For others. Beautiful. Not for himself. But he died for the sins of the world. Okay? So Christ dies at that period of time. After the 69, before the 70. Now, so when Christ then dies, 3 days later, God raises him from the dead. And right after that, what takes place? Pentecost. Right? And the Spirit comes upon the church in Acts, and 3,000 are added, and the church is started. The church of Jesus Christ has started. So this becomes the church age. In 70 AD, though, okay, look at the rest of that verse 26. And the people of the prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. So Jerusalem is destroyed, the temple is destroyed. 70 AD. Okay? Church is still going. Still going strong. Now, here's what I wanted to bring up earlier before. The first 483 years is history. And we can find that in our history books like we broke it down here. Okay? The next part is eschatology, which has not happened yet. There's one more week, according to Daniel, 70 weeks that are left. And there's a break. There's a break in that. And so there's a break after the 69 and before the 70. And that time is considered the time of the Gentiles in Luke chapter 21. You can read about it in Luke 21. It's the time of the Gentiles. It's the church age. It's the age of grace. It's when people become saved by grace through faith. And God is patient. And God is bringing people into the kingdom. Bringing people into the church. The body of Christ. And we are considered the bride. We're the bride of Christ. And the bridegroom is going to come for his church. And you can believe in pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, whatever you want. But how this looks to me is nothing needs to be done. There's nothing else that needs to be fulfilled for Jesus Christ to come back for his church. But there's some things that come after I believe that the church is taken out. So whenever this time comes, the church is raptured. 1 Thessalonians 4, 17 through 19. And what verse did you give on that? 1 Corinthians 15, I think is another one. 51. Talks about the rapture. 51 through 52. Yeah. Okay. So we've got the church. We've got the rapture. We've got 70 AD, the destruction. We've got the rejection of the Messiah. That's what Messiah being cut off was. The Jews rejected him. He came unto his own and his own received him not. They rejected their Messiah. And then the prince is going to come. And he's going to come through people in the beginning. And by the way, Satan, you know, there's a great book that says the prince is coming. And many believe that that is Christ coming. But the author is talking about Satan. Because he is the prince and the power of the air in Ephesians 2:2. And he is the prince that is described here. And he's going to come and through people destroy Jerusalem. Okay, which has already taken place. He used people to tear down. And by the way, that was done in 70 AD by Titus of Rome. The destruction and the destroying of the temple. Verse 27. And it says, And he there is that prince. That is the Antichrist now. This is the Antichrist. And he will confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. So here's the last week now. For 1 week, 7 years. It's the only thing remaining that we don't know about as far as this prophecy is concerned. So this is the last week, the week that is left. And what he is going to do with Israel, he's going to make a peace agreement with them. And they are going to sign it. They are going to sign that agreement. So now there's agreement between Israel and the Antichrist. And, you know, who would this be? You know, Satan doesn't make an agreement with the church. This is physical Israel. In the midst of the week, which is in the middle of that week, which is 3.5 years, 3.5 years into the 7 years, this is the Great Tribulation. This is that tribulation time, this tribulation period, written in Matthew 24, talks about this period of time. In the middle of the week, he's going to break the treaty. It's a peace agreement with Israel halfway through. He's going to renege on it. He's going to say, nope. Not going to be like this no more. And he's going to put himself and he's going to position himself and he's going to sit. And it's the abomination of desolation. Right. And he is going to want to be worshipped and he is claiming to be like God and he's going to be doing it right in their temple. He's going to stop sacrifices. Everything is going to stop. And so this here then becomes the Great Tribulation. Other words for it is Jacob's Trouble. It's another meaning for it. And that's broken down here in verse 27. The church age, time of the Gentiles, time of the church, until the rapture, and then the final 1 week. We are in the age of grace now. And even if you believe we're going through the tribulation, you know, God has a remnant. God has his people. But this, to me, lines up as Israel. I mean, this was written by Daniel. We can talk a little bit about it in a little bit. But that's, I think we'll stop there with this part. And then we'll go and do, we'll have a few questions if you want. Let me just see one other thing. Yeah, the period of the gap in between the 69 and the 70th week is pretty interesting, because this period of age or this period of time was unknown to even the prophets. They didn't even know it. If they thought they knew it, they didn't understand it, because it was not revealed to them by the Holy Spirit. And that's in Ephesians 3, 1 through 12, and in 1 Peter chapter 1, 10 through 12, that even the prophets didn't understand how this was revealed. So the 70th week is eschatology, and the final time is yet to be fulfilled. So there's a lot of still unknowns yet, because we are only going by what we have. Okay? So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. And we just love you. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.